Hi, Damien DeMarcus from 100 Not Out here. MP.
Yes, Damo.
We all know the importance of having a diary, but who wants a boring old day planner?
Not me.
Enter the journey of me.
Ta-da!
The incredible 8-month wellness journal designed especially for wellness peeps like you.
Yes, Damo, this beautiful 8-month wellness guide is filled with questions, planners, exercises, reflective notes, and more. Endorsed by the Up For A Chat girls and loved the world over, the journey of me is a must-have if you're ready to live your best life for life.
To purchase your very own Journey of Me and receive a free set of inspirational postcards, simply enter the code COUCH at www.wellinu.com. That's www.wellinux.com.
WellnessCouch.com, streaming wellness into your life.
Well, here we are, and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of Karen's Couch, where I'm actually bringing you somebody that I consider to be, I guess, for want of a better word, part of my great big support team out there of people who I run to when things get a little bit sideways, especially when it comes to things that go wrong with my body or things that go wrong with my health. And I know that there's something psychological behind it. You know, sometimes you just know it. Sometimes you just know that what is going on with yourself physically is also happening emotionally. You can feel it. You feel all bent out of shape, left, right, and sideways, physically, mentally, emotionally. The whole lot kind of comes to a screaming halt, or it just keeps trying to push through the unbreakable breakables. And whenever those occasions occur to me, I always go straight to my go-to person, which is Elizabeth Hughes. And I wanted to share her with you guys today because not only has she written two of the most exceptional books that every mother has to have. So everybody listening to the show, you have got to get your hands on a copy of this book. I'm holding it in my hot hands right now. And I can say to you, hand on heart, it is one of the most amazing publications ever produced. And I very rarely say something like that. In fact, I think this will be the third author that I've endorsed in over 2 years with Karen's Couch. So it really means a lot, and you can trust it and take it to the bank. So Elizabeth Hughes is somebody who is incredibly educated, and I'm going to let her tell you all about her background so that I don't steal any of the thunder. But she's an incredibly educated soul, and she has gone ahead and written a book called Your Child's Body Has the Answer. So I want to introduce you to the amazing, brilliant, spectacular Elizabeth Hughes. Thank you for joining us on the show today, my love.
Hi, Karen. Thank you for having me. That was an amazing introduction.
Yeah, you can give me $50 for that later.
Yes, no, thank you.
No, it's a pleasure, and so deserved, because, you know, you really have an incredible way of communicating and an unbelievable way of helping people. You know, just to be able to have somebody to go to that can have my body talk to you, and then you can explain what's really going on, it brings an incredible amount of connection and peace to a person. And you know, as a master in kinesiology, among other things, you have an incredible gift of being able to help a person tap into what their body is trying to communicate through either physical illness or emotional disturbance.
So yes, exactly that. That's what I'm aiming to do, is to be able to connect you to your body so that you can hear the messages that your body is trying to communicate through its physical symptoms. Oh. It's like a language of the body that I can read.
So tell us about that. Tell us about how you got there. Who are you? What's made you?
Well, initially I began my sort of professional studies as an educational psychologist. So I did my degree in psychology, and very early on into that job, I realized that it wasn't maybe the best way of helping people. And around that time, I got a neck problem, a really serious neck problem. I couldn't move, couldn't look to the left or the right. And I went to the doctor, I went to the massage therapist, the osteopath, the physio. I sort of ran around around trying to get help for this pain. And eventually somebody said, have you heard of kinesiology? Now, this was 22, 23 years ago, hadn't. Yeah, I don't look that old, darling, I know, but it was a long time.
You absolutely don't. My goodness.
So I ended up sort of driving off into the wilds of the English countryside to this little old lady in her shed in the bottom of the garden who was a kinesiologist. And immediately she tested my body and said, there's nothing wrong with your neck. And I was, well, there is. I'm in so much pain, I can't move. And she said, no, darling, it's all emotional. And she gave me a flower essence. And within a few moments, all of the pain left my body. And it was like this huge connection, this kind of epiphany moment. So I said, well, I'm not leaving here till you show me how you did that. And I ended up sort of giving up my career, training in kinesiology. And I've worked full time, you know, for 20 years in this industry since.
That's an amazing story. Because isn't it amazing that sometimes pain and suffering can be the very thing that brings us to our purpose in life?
I think that was the case. And looking at it with my sort of wisdom now, the neck is the bridge between your heart and your mind. So it was almost that my mind was saying, right, you need to go and be an educational psychologist and use these skills. But my heart obviously had other plans and other desires. And maybe this blockage in my neck was reflecting that, pushing me in a different direction.
I think that's incredibly profound. So you found your purpose in that. So for everybody who's listening, explain to everybody, what is kinesiology then? Hit us with it.
Yes, certainly. So it's a very hard thing to describe. It's one of those things you really need to feel and experience to fully comprehend. But basically, we're talking to the body via a system of muscle testing. So we move your arm or your leg into a certain position and apply gentle pressure to that muscle. Now, if the muscle holds strong, we can say a question to your body. And if this changes your muscle's response, this indicates that this, you know, a yes or no answer to your question. So it's a way of communicating to your body through manual muscle tests. It has its origins in chiropractic. So for those of you who've been to a chiropractor, they may have done similar tests. It was initially developed in about the 1920s by a couple of doctors who used this method to assess their polio patients. So they would be seeing how strong the muscles were recovering, you know, for people with polio. And they were the initial sort of researchers in this field. And it wasn't until the 1960s that an American chiropractor could have kind of got hold of it and started really researching it and making links between all of the muscles in the body and our meridians, our energy lines that govern the health of our organs. So he sort of took a lot of traditional Chinese medicine and combined that with the chiropractic approach.
Oh, my God. So I've been to my chiropractor and she's done muscle testing with me 100 times. Mm. And they refer to it as NET. It's still muscle testing.
I
had no idea that it originated through chiropractic.
Yes, it was an American chiropractor that started all of this. And then there was another amazing kind of forefounder called John Tee, who said that all of this information needs to be available to lay people. So initially it was only doctors or, you know, physios, qualified medical people who had access to this information. And John Tee formed the Touch for Health system, which is one of the widest branches of kinesiology in the world now, which allows anybody, even if you don't have any medical knowledge, there's no prerequisites, you can just come along and learn how to use some of these tools for yourself. And then I guess I've taken that a stage further by in 2000, I founded Progressive Kinesiology, which was very much about you taking responsibility for your own health.
Right. Tell us about that.
Progressive kinesiology is one of the branches of kinesiology that allows you to progress through layers of your health. So we believe that there's only sort of four reasons why you can become sick. It's either emotional, it's either nutritional, it's either something physical, or it's a blockage in your energy system. So it could be something you're thinking or feeling or a certain situation that's put your body out of balance that's now made you sick. It could be something physical, you know, that you've damaged or injured your body in some way.
Or toxicity.
Nutritional, environmental, foods that you're eating, foods that you need to eat. You could obviously be lacking in certain nutrients that's causing the illness. Yeah. So kinesiology can ask which one of these four methods it is. And so progressive kinesiology is so holistic. We're looking at all of those different elements and determining through the muscle tests which one is actually creating your illness.
Oh my God, it's so fascinating.
I know. Well, this is why I've been able to do it full time for 20 years, Karen, because every day I'm learning something new. Everybody has a different combination of those elements. So I might see four people this week who all have headaches, and each treatment will be completely different. One person's body may say that they have the headache because of something that they're eating, you know? So we'll be doing a treatment on that. The next person's headache might be because she's very stressed at work. The third person's headache might be because their neck's out of alignment. Or the fourth person's headache could be because they've got a blockage in their chakra energy system. So it's just the most individual response. You know, you can never plan or assume what's going to happen in a session.
And so you are across all of the chakras as well.
Yes, yes. We test the different chakras and see if they're causing the person's symptoms.
Because a lot of people... Okay, so this is not me asking this question. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put it out there because I know that I've had these conversations with people in the past. A lot of people who've not experienced kinesiology, and I guess the same could be said for chiropractic actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
Sure.
They would be very quick to say that that's a bunch of woo-hoo stuff.
Oh, and totally.
Unless it can be scientifically proven, it ain't real. How do you respond to something like that?
Oh, look, Karen, I have come across this all of my life
for the last 20 years.
Yeah, you know, I've been a really big voice within my industry trying to promote the power and the benefits of this system. And a lot of times people say, oh, you know, there's not much evidence for this, or it's all subjective. So all I can really say is, well, until you've actually tried it and experienced it for yourself, don't judge it. And also, I don't really see anything wrong with subjective evaluation. If somebody feels better after a session, that for me is good enough. And whether people say, well, that's placebo, or that's just you kind of convincing them in some way, I just think, well, if they feel better, then surely I've done my job. And there might not be the science at the moment to back up, say, the chakra system, but we're evolving all the time. And it's possible that in 20 years' time, they will have a machine that can measure, you know, the energy in your chakras.
Well, you know, it's quite interesting. I had a conversation. Actually, no, it wasn't a conversation now that I'm thinking about it. It was actually a show that I did with Michelle House a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about Eastern philosophy and the nature of well-being. And I was suggesting that, you know, we've got no idea what well-being is all about. And in fact, because we're such a humanity that is externally focused and externally distracted, we're not actually going inside to understand all areas of how this incredibly sophisticated mechanism, being the human being, we don't know how it works. And the only way that we've been celebrating is through intellect.
And yes,
Eastern philosophy actually suggests that the mind is broken into four parts, being intellect being one. So we celebrate the intellect with everything that we have, and our scientists think that that's it, and everybody believes that because that's the key for dissecting. But you can't dissect life force. Like, a scientist can open up a heart and cut it in pieces, but he can't understand what makes it beat and what keeps its rhythm. And we can cut up a human being and put the human being under anesthetic, cut them up and they disappear. They're no longer there. Sew them back up again, and all of a sudden they're there again. So there's that life force that science can't understand. So in Eastern philosophy, they're suggesting that we need to take a more holistic approach in terms of understanding that there's the intellect, there's the identity, there's the memory, which, you know, it just, this conversation is so inspiring for me, because he says, in Eastern philosophy, they say, you know, memory is not just in the mind, it's in the body. And way more than what we can ever comprehend. Like, you can't possibly know what your grandmother looked like 10 generations ago, mm-hmm. yet her nose is on your face.
Exactly.
So your mind could never comprehend that degree of memory, but your body holds it.
Exactly.
And then the fourth dimension was the pure intelligence, meaning that super consciousness, if you like, that sense of
the connection to your higher self, yeah, what is actually known.
And that and every human being knows that they are aware. They
yes.
know that they are aware above everything else that they don't know. They know that they are here, and they know that they are aware that they are here. And it's that part that, you know, even in science, they'll stand over the experiment and say, I know that I'm aware, but because I can't prove it, therefore I will say I'm not aware.
Yes.
But I know that I'm aware. So I think that with what you're doing and this work that you're doing and this whole methodology and philosophy, it's really opening people up to understanding the other parts of who we are that go beyond measurements on a machine, which actually, in fact, they can measure energies on the MRI. They've been measuring them forever. When they're looking for a cancerous tumor, they can see that the cancerous tumor is vibrating at a different speed to the rest of the body. So they
yes.
can see it. But I think that I think this kind of work is profound in the context of being able to make it available to every human being, make it a part of every human
yes.
being's life. Start to, as you said, put us back in the driver's seat, being responsible for our own health, so that we know we have the answers.
Yeah, well, literally understanding that your body has the answer. Everything is programmed inside of you that you need. I mean, if we'd have had this conversation 20 years ago, Karen, they would have thought we were crazy. If we'd have said, I think the things that you're thinking is making you sick, they would have not even accepted that in modern science. But now we have these branches of like neuroimmunology that are actually studying the effect of our thoughts on our health. And it's really wide knowledge now, isn't it? You know, the stressed people may be more prone to a heart attack, or, you know, the negative people may be more prone to this disease pathway. That's kind of widely accepted in science, but it wasn't when I first started out. But it was stuff that we knew inside our hearts was possibly the truth.
Amazing. So you have, like, you've pretty much pioneered an uphill battle for many moons.
I have, yes. So I'm used to people saying, oh, that it's woo-woo. I'm not doing that. Or, oh, are you a witch, or are you psychic, or are you? I say, no, I'm just being able to talk to your body. It's actually your body that knows whether it needs this to eat, what it needs to avoid, what it needs to think in order to heal. So if you've created this disease in your body, somewhere you'll be able to uncreate it. And kinesiology is like doing a jigsaw, putting those pieces together of you so you can see the whole picture and then make clear, empowered choices.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And you do courses on this now too, don't you?
Yes, certainly. So we do everything from just morning workshops where people can come along for a few hours and experience some basic muscle testing, to actually I teach the nationally recognized diploma of kinesiology for people who want to become professionals. And they're with me for about 18 months. And we do all sorts of amazing things on that journey.
How exciting.
Oh, it's wonderful. They love it. They get to the last day of the course and they say, we'll just come back next week because we don't need it to ever end.
Oh, how amazing. And so is that course is live, so a person has to...
Yes, we don't have them available through distance or correspondence, because it's a real thing that you need to experience. Being part of that group and developing those dynamics, I find them essential for learning and education.
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried doing online courses myself and it's just not the same as actually being part of a group. So, yeah, we teach here in the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, awesome, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So, my love, tell us about your book. The first one that you brought out was Your Body Has the Answer, which I nearly fell over myself to get my hands on. Purely because I've been coming to you for so long, I've known you for so long, and the work that you do is profound. When you put the book out, it was almost as if you gave me a handbook to my body, and you
yes.
kind of gave me a bit of an instruction manual.
Yes. to do this for yourself. So the idea is sort of moving you away from the need to have a therapist there, that actually you can tune into your own body and ask it questions whenever you need to. Because we know what it's like. One day we're not feeling very well. The chances of getting an appointment even with the doctor on that day are unlikely, let alone your favorite osteopath or your favorite acupuncturist. Often, you know, I mean, I've got over a month's waiting list in my own clinics. That's so frustrating if you just wake up with a headache, or you just wake up with the tummy ache and you just want to have some simple questions. So the idea was to empower people to do this for themselves.
And it was, and it's absolutely the most, a beautiful book. Like, the layout of it, the cover of it is just stunning. The way that you've written is so easy to understand and so clear, concise and precise. It's extraordinary. It's absolutely brilliant. And now you've brought out the sequel, being Your Child's Body Has the Answer. So mums, every mum listening to the show, listen up and start to pay attention. Tell us about what our listeners will find in the book when they get it in their hot little hands.
Totally. So I love the fact that you say that it's so simple and concise, because that was a main aim, was to make it sort of almost like a magazine style, very accessible for everybody. Because you pick up a lot of books on this subject and they can make your brain ache. They can be very intense.
It's true.
And you get this dusty kind of leather-bound book that's really exploring it and trying to make it more scientific with lots of footnotes and references. And I was like, oh no, that's the sort of stuff that I have to write for a sort of peer-reviewed journal. I was like, I don't want this. I want really easy access. Any normal person can just grab a copy and be able to use some really great skills. So Your Child's Body Has the Answer is actually how you can test your child with kinesiology to ask what they might need to heal different common conditions. So we've got things, sort of infection type things the kids might have, like sore throats or head lice or worms, all those lovely things that they pick up.
I did see that in the book. I did see worms. I'm actually on that page right now.
I know. Yeah, because mums have to deal with this. And we don't just want to always have to rush to the chemist and give our child medication for them. There's often natural supports we can use at home.
So the things that I'm looking at here, mums, I'm looking at the worms section. Mm-hmm. And let's see how many pages we've got. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep. So there's 3 pages of treatments and then 1 page, which is a case study of somebody I've treated with this condition and the natural methods we use to heal.
Right. So if we were to give an example, we would say that for worms, hit us with it. We've got homeopathy.
Yes. So each chapter for each condition covers 13 different healing methods. The first thing is just becoming aware of what the body might be telling you. So if, for example, with worms, if your child is carrying a parasite, it's maybe, are they hosting some sort of unwanted thought or other energy vibration? So sometimes your child might just act out of character. You might have noticed that he's maybe being more of a follower rather than a leader. So he takes on other people's energy, and therefore he might be able to host worms within his body. It's really looking at it, isn't it? A parasite or a worm is, you're hosting something. So is somebody draining you? Are you feeding them your energy? So it might be, even your child might be experiencing some bullying at school at that time, and therefore his vibration was lowered, so the worms were able to live with him. So just that awareness in itself is just one thing that could help you to support him. We also look then at using flower essences. Now, I'm a massive fan. I've got over 800 flowers in my clinic.
Oh my goodness.
I just invest all of my money in them. I love them. And I just believe that everything that is put in nature, every flower that is growing, is here for a reason.
Yes.
You know, the same as every fruit, every vegetable. Well, every flower is so beautiful, and it's a very high vibration. I think we all accept that language of flowers, don't we, Karen? Like, if I sent you red roses, you would think I was being romantic.
Absolutely. You know?
So there is that language of flowers, and we can apply that to every single, from the smallest flower to the biggest tree, that it has a vibration to bring to us. So we recommend some flower essences. You can get those easily in the health food store, or some pharmacies stock them, and they're a really easy support that's safe for children.
And then you talk about reflexology, you talk about crystal healing.
Yep.
You talk about essential oils, foods to eat, foods to avoid.
massage points that you can do easily on your child instantly, some affirmations as well, some positive statements they could use to raise their energy to help them heal from that condition. We've also got a little section on homeopathy. Now, I'm not a homeopath, but one of my darling colleagues, Zoe Richardson of Mama Remedies, she's kindly written up the homeopathy section for each condition as well for you to test.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I can see that here.
And our essential oils are just beautiful. We always recommend a method of application as well. So some for certain conditions, it's better to have a bath with them. For other conditions, it's better to spritz them, or some you can just simply inhale. So we recommend four different essential oils for each condition as well.
And I see that here for worms. You've got tea tree, eucalyptus, clove, and an immune boost.
Yeah, so the immune boost is just like a blend of oils made by the 28 company, your lovely friend Kim.
Yes.
She makes the most exquisite oils, which I use in my clinic and recommend in the book as well. They're absolutely gorgeous and really healing. I'm getting amazing results using them.
Oh, fabulous. And foods to eat, we've got probiotics, we've got pawpaw, pumpkin seeds, garlic and onions. You know, this is really amazing. And so we've got worms, we've got warts, we've got vomiting, travel sickness, tantrums, stuttering, sore throat, sleeping difficulties, sibling rivalry, separation
anxiety.
Oh my goodness. Self-harm, separation anxiety, puberty for girls and boys.
Yes. Nice. We take this book all the way up to puberty. Yeah, so it's designed more for sort of toddlers up to 16-year-olds.
Oh, good to know. Yeah, good to know. So it's not for tiny babies.
It's not for tiny babies. No, this would be more, I think, things like teething or nappy rash, wouldn't it, that the mums are dealing with at that age.
Yes.
No, it's more when they get a little bit older, because then they're able to have, you know, more of an understanding. Their bodies are easier to talk to, and they'll be able to say affirmations and understand further what's happening.
You've even got in here head lice, fussy eaters, earache, dyslexia, difficulty concentrating, conjunctivitis, bullying. And bullying the victim.
We've got two chapters on the bullying, because there's very separate supports for whether you're a victim of bullying or whether you're the bully yourself. And I think some parents are more mortified when their child is the bully than when they're the one being bullied. So that we don't forget them. We need to support them as well, don't we?
And you've got everything in here for them. This is amazing.
So really, I could only use the conditions that I've seen in my clinic that parents actually contact me for. So there's probably other conditions that may not be in there, but I probably haven't worked with any children that have them yet. So by all means, if there's something in the, you know, that your child's suffering from that I haven't covered, flick me an email and I can see if we can just do some supports that way.
I'm looking also, you've got Asperger's and autism. That's going to be huge.
Yes. Now I've worked with lots of children. I think because I was initially an educational psychologist, a lot of people who have children with autism have looked for help. And when their child can't always communicate as clearly verbally or even through eye contact or physical contact, kinesiology provides that missing link, because we can actually talk to that child's body and see what they're trying to say, even when they might not have the skills.
That's pretty massive.
It's huge.
Because any parent who has a child with autism and who's struggling to connect or struggling to understand what they're going through, you've just given them the absolute way in.
A key.
Totally. Because I would say that most parents don't have a way in.
They don't, unfortunately. It must just be very, very difficult, because one of the rewarding things about having a child is you might get a hug, you might get a kiss. That kind of fills you up to keep going with all of the tolerance and patience and other skills that's needed as a mother. Yeah. And if you're not receiving that connection and that back from your child, then it's very difficult, isn't it, to keep finding the energy every day to be kind and loving and giving. So this has been huge for a lot of parents, to use the kinesiology to get a deeper connection.
And ADHD and hyperactivity, you've got that in here as well. So
yes, that's a funny case study. Did you look at that?
I haven't read the case study. Hugo?
Yes, darling Hugo, who just came in and basically smashed up my clinic.
Oh my goodness, did he?
Yes, he did. He just came in. He just threw water all over the floor, started pulling all my books off the shelves. He was a little handful, he was. But after after a couple of sessions, we used a crystal, we used a flower essence. He started to calm down, but actually we had to do some work with his parents. A lot of parents bring their children in, be fix the child, and it's actually them we need to fix.
Talk about that.
I think that we have to work on our own issues. Our children are always watching us, always listening to us. They are often a reflection of our own energy. And it's very easy, and this isn't always the case, but it's very easy to say, oh, my child is a problem. This is all my child's problem. And if my child wasn't this way, I would be okay. So they'll bring their child in to get treatments, but they don't actually want to work on themselves or clear their own energy field. So some of the time I'm advising them, well as working on your child, can we do a session with you? And that often helps the child more because the mother or the father will have better, or the carer will have better coping skills and be clearer and maybe a better role model. Like they can keep their calm, they can act more civilized in front of the child, which will show the child the way that they want them to behave.
So is that what inspired you to put this book together, seeing all the different children, seeing so much that if it's healed early, their lives could be of more quality? Is what inspired you to go this way?
For sure. I mean, hopefully that is the case. But, I mean, life throws things at us all the time, doesn't it? So it's not so, well, if you sort yourself out as a child, you'll be sorted as an adult because obviously, you know, there's daily stuff, isn't it? It's a continual work in progress.
Tell me about it.
But it was more the fact that, yes, lots of people want supports for their children that are natural and safe. And I'm just thinking mothers can take responsibility for that. They don't always need to go straight to the therapist or do that. They can actually do so much for free and easy at home, just knowing where to massage on your child or which foods to serve them is a huge kind of empowerment for parenting.
I think people who are listening to this show, for the most part, are people who are that way inclined. They are looking for ways that they can avoid antibiotics or they can not have to put their kids through a whole world of soul-destroying and little body-destroying medications and processes and treatments. I think that this book gives people a place to go, and instead of us handing our power over to somebody else to fix us, we're able to do the work ourselves. And I think in that awareness, more than anything else, I think just in that awareness changes the goalposts.
Totally. And absolutely, that was my desire in writing it, that it would help. I mean, parenting doesn't come with a manual, does it? It's very hard work.
Yeah.
So this was my way of being able to offer some of the skills and wisdom that I have to share it with other mums, because I've been there. I've got two beautiful boys myself and I understand a lot of that. So some of these, although they're from my clinic, some of them are things that I've used with my own children with great results, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the key, isn't it? It's not a case of you just reading a book and then writing one. It's a case of this is actual evidentiary based on what's gone on in your clinic for the last 22 years. You've seen
exactly.
There would be nothing that you haven't seen.
Well, I like to think I've heard everything, Karen, but then something always comes along and surprises me.
Can you think of the biggest surprise you've ever had? Like what was the biggest?
Something just came to mind, but I don't think I will share because I am so concerned about all my patients' confidentiality. Coming to see me is such a private kind of experience. So even with my case studies in my book, I have changed the names of the children. So obviously they're not easily identifiable. So yes, I have thought of something, but if I tell you it, it's such a specific surprise, the person, if they're listening,
they'll know who they are.
And I never break anyone's confidence, Karen. I carry all of the secrets of these people.
You get loaded with everybody's secrets. That I know for sure.
So every day I hear, look, I've never told anybody this, and then I'm the one and I'm honoured. I'm so pleased to be able to provide that support for people. So I don't think I even want to talk about it even without the name, you know.
Of course.
Even in my book, I've had the blessing from lots of parents to share their stories as well, you know.
Oh, that's good. And so what sort of people actually do you see? Like is it predominantly mums and dads or business people? Like what sort of people would you say you see the most of?
So from all walks of life, I would say predominantly women. I'd say probably 80% women, 20% male clients in my clinic, and lots of children, obviously, because I think of my background that I put that out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people are coming because they just feel unwell. They've already been through the medical system. They've been through this sort of differential diagnosis with their doctors and just haven't had any results. You know, the doctor's saying, well, all your bloods are fine, all your scans are fine, there's not really much else we can offer, but they know that they're out of balance. So sometimes it's just a general sense of there's something wrong with me, but nobody else has been able to find it. So please can you talk to my body and ask my body where that block is.
Oh my goodness. And they must be just over the moon with the results that they get.
I hope so. I do get a lot of positive feedback, which is so rewarding and motivates me every day to try better.
Because, I mean, you know, there are so many people out there running around with undiagnosed issues and they don't know where to start or what to do with them. So to know that they can go to kinesiology to have their body actually tell them, I mean, what better place to look than actually in your own body rather than somebody else's diagnosis of it?
Totally. And one step further than that, they don't need to come to the kinesiologist. This book has got sort of step-by-step instruction. It's so easy. It's got photographs. It's got, you know, they can do this for themselves at home. They don't even need, they can test their own body. Once you know how to ask the questions and what questions to ask, you can set that up however you want.
That's amazing. So you're literally doing yourself out of a job here, my love.
I am doing myself out of a job, but that's okay because I want people to get better and feel better so that we can achieve more. Globally, really.
Yeah, I totally hear you. And knowing you, I know that that's always been your intention is to make the world a better place and have people take responsibility for their own health and well-being. My love, you're amazing. You're amazing. This book is amazing.
Thank you.
It's just brilliant. I've never seen anything like it. And to have it so easy to read, so easy to see what's wrong, what to do. It's, you know, as you said, you're not reading pages and pages of academia.
Oh, no. We're straight in, aren't we, from page one?
Yes, straight to the point. You're not missing a beat here. This is fabulous. Beautifully coloured and illustrated, you couldn't go wrong. You just could not go wrong.
Friendly. I hope it feels friendly. I was really trying to hope that people would pick it up, just like a favourite sort of magazine, really, and just feel connected instantly. I feel like I've tried to program my energy and love into it as well to help support the reader.
Well, all the beautiful colours and the different sections that you've got in different colours, I think that just makes it so compelling.
Thank you.
It does. It makes it simple, easy, and a great reference guide for everybody. Honestly, everybody listening to the show, please get your pen and write this down. Go to allthews.yourbodyhastheanswer.com. So I'll say that again. It's yourbodyhastheanswer.com because that's where you'll be able to pre-order your copy of Your Child's Body Has the Answer. Now, we're taking pre-orders on that, aren't we, or aren't you?
We are. Yes, they'll be available to be posted on the 4th of September.
Great.
And obviously the first book, Your Body Has the Answer, that's for sale currently.
Oh, and that's the one that, well, I've got both of them now, but honestly, that was the one that really set me on the path of self-empowerment, really. I mean, it's been amazing. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done, and thank you for being you, so committed to the health and well-being of humanity. What a absolute treasure you are, and what a gift you are to all of us. Thank you, my love.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for letting me share my beliefs with you today.
Oh, my love. I think it goes a bit beyond beliefs. I think it goes to knowing. Some things we know.
We do. We know. And I think a lot of us know deep down inside us, don't we? So
we do. And you've hit the nail right on the head. So thank you for being a part of the show. You're an absolute beauty. I can't wait to see you again.
Thank you. And you too, Karen.
All right, my love. And for everybody who's been listening to the show, make sure that you go to allthews.yourbodyhastheanswer. And what you're looking for is two books. Your Body Has the Answer for adults, and also Your Child's Body Has the Answer. You're looking for both of those books. Don't get one without getting the other, because there's no point fixing one without fixing the other. As Elizabeth said, you know, we've got to make sure that we're coming at our health and well-being from all angles. So make sure that you go to that website. If you've got any questions at all, you can find Elizabeth at yourbodyhastheanswer.com, and you can contact her through that site, or you can also contact her through Facebook, or you can go to our Facebook page at allthews.facebook.com/Karen Smith, and you can post any questions on that page that you want to ask Elizabeth, and I can make sure that they get through to her. And if you've got any questions or topics that you specifically want to discuss about your child's health or your own personal health, please make sure that you put that on the Facebook page, because I will get Elizabeth back specifically on the show to talk to you about your questions personally. Would that be all right with you?
Oh, that would be great. Thank you. Yes.
Ripper, look at that. How exciting. Okay, done. Everybody, put your questions, put your concerns there, and then we'll have a show specifically around all of those things, which I think would be really enlightening for everybody.
Mm.
So you can also go to our Facebook, our website, which is allthews.karenscouch.com, and post your comments and your questions for us there. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to, once again, a really awesome bloody show. I just have to say the bloody word. A really awesome show with a really awesome woman. Honestly, I've never felt this blessed. I feel like we have really come full circle in life when it comes to who we are, what we are, and the way that we impact this world. So it's people like Elizabeth that help make the world go around and make it a better place. So join us and stay on the ride with us and be part of the contribution. Join us here next week on Karen's Couch, and we're going to enlighten you and share more magic with you then. All my love, big hugs coming over the airways all the way to you. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Bye for now.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives.
Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.